Streckernelson.com.
KMAN Morning News is presented by Strecker Nelson West Gallery. Visit snwgallery.com for details on current and upcoming shows, and stop by the gallery on Points Avenue right next to the Wareham.
Welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you with Brandon Irwin and Jessica Kerr, talking healthcare, talking civil disobedience, talking all sorts of wide range of topics. We have about 7 minutes left in this program, so if you have some questions, do call 785-537-1350. We had a lot of calls in the first hour, not as many in the second hour, so that means I guess you guys were doing a good job answering any questions.
That's anybody. One interpretation.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to ask you about was, were there nerves when you went to D.C. and decided that you wanted to do this? And I guess what advice you may have for anybody else who'd want to also take part in any other acts of protest, civil disobedience. If there's one thing this country was built for from the very beginning, was that we peacefully have these demonstrations if they need to be had.
Mm. Yeah. Well, for me, it was a real, I'd never participated in a protest of this scale before, and I'd never been arrested before, but it was a real natural fit for me because it is something that I'm so passionate about, right? It felt like all of the other levers that, we've been pulling were just not working. And when that is the case, it becomes pretty clear, what the next lever is. And, this has been happening, forms of civil disobedience have been happening throughout our country's history. And so, it was really exciting while I was there. There was some uncertainty. A lot of that got sort of allayed through the organizing efforts and the meetings, the pre-demonstration meetings that we had. It falls sort of right. It fell right into place.
And one quick thing that I do want to maybe clear up: when you guys were arrested, on what grounds necessarily were you guys arrested?
We were arrested for something called commoting, which is an interesting term. It's not what it sounds like. It's basically being annoying. Commoting means being annoying. So we got arrested for being annoying.
So I have small children. We had a lot of conversations about like what I was doing and what this process looked like, and we got to talk. Our family got to talk about why I was kind of moved to go to this measure. But I would say, in terms of my kind of nerves related to the experience, is that to many people, this comes off as rather extreme or just not part of your day-to-day life. We may read these things in history books, but we don't necessarily talk to or sit next to somebody at a cafe
right.
who just,
I gotta get groceries.
Who just was in handcuffs in a paddy wagon in Washington, D.C. Spent a lot of time in Chicago, where I lived and worked, and these things were, I guess, a little bit more present in the imagination of the people that I did community organizing with. But I will say that my fear was more that how this would be received once we came back to Kansas, and if people would kind of be on the same page with us in terms of this larger vision. It wasn't simply about three individuals from Manhattan going to D.C. to be on the news and get arrested for something that's on a federal level. It was really my hope was to kind of blow open the conversations that we were able to have about what health equity looked like here. And that's the way we talked about it. But I'm always, I'm always concerned about how that's received, both professionally in the community that I share. Thus far, I guess it's been pretty positive.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's been very well received, at least in our own circles so far. Everybody's got their own little bubbles, but I think everybody understands, the feeling that, our federal government isn't working for us right now. And wherever you fall on specific policy issues, you recognize that we need to do things differently here.
I would also say that, you know, the kind of traditional spaces in which we have these dialogues, unfortunately, tend to be comment sections of social media or newspaper, where people are so frustrated, and you can feel that anger and that energy, and people calling their senators are so frustrated, and they're so angry, and you can feel that energy. And what I would love to do is to begin to share some space with each other and begin to be patient and hear each other out and try to untangle the complexity of the situation such that we can hear each other's perspectives and ultimately begin to think about what would it mean to create a space and a community in which we could all flourish and feel that our needs were met, that we didn't have to go to these extreme spaces and kind of just, you know, blurt out these intense feelings that we have. How can we kind of bring that together and open that up for us in a I guess a more communal way.
Yeah.
And when you're having those conversations with people face to face, it is just so much different.
Way different, right? Like, you're not going to say the same crap on, you know, to somebody's face that you are on social media, right? Like,
You take care, because ultimately, as humans, we do want to take care of each other. We want to listen to each other. And the project at hand means we're going to have to learn to trust each other and spend time together. So, we want more opportunities for that.
Very, very good, Brandon Irwin and Jessica Kerr. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story.
Thanks for having us.
Moving up on 10 a.m. on News Radio KMAN tomorrow. Riley County Day, Commissioner Marvin Rodriguez to join Brady in the program. Coming up next hour, Clark Howard, followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show. Dan Patrick, and then the game. Royals on the radio hosting St. Louis beginning at 6:30.